All right, sorry to interrupt that Mudrooms intro. My first guests have arrived. So let's get started. And first, I just want to say Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my first guests today are here to talk about the Alaska Design Forum. Welcome, Sean Boyle, and your friend whose name you'll have to help me with the pronunciation.
Stefan Sjöberg.
Sjöberg.
You say that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my name is Stefan Sjöberg. Yep.
Well, it's very nice to meet you. Thanks for being here today.
Glad to be here.
All right. Well, you are the guest presenter for this month's Alaska Design Forum. The talk is happening tonight right here. And you are an architect. How would you describe your work?
Yeah, that's right. How would I describe my work? We do a lot of urban design and community development. I've been thinking about that recently, actually. Why am I an architect? And I'm much more interested in what happens between the building and buildings and cities these days. Like, what goes on, and how can you like program buildings and make an interesting environment in general?
Yeah. Can you say more about what you enjoy about creating and building structures in an urban environment versus somewhere else?
Okay. No, I think it's the kind of what the building can bring, how you can like work with activities that spill out into the street, and I guess support, you know, people's lives and the urban life.
Would you tell us a little bit about the philosophy of your firm? And you'll have to pronounce that for me too. I'm sorry.
Yeah, when I'm abroad, I'd usually call it KS, but it's Kjellander and Sjöberg Architects in Stockholm, Sweden. And I think for the philosophy, we always try to do that. We try to start from the street and like the urban, the public realm, and take it from there. And I think we believe in trying to create as sustainable buildings we can, both like over its whole lifespan and like during the construction phase and during the ongoing life of all buildings we do.
I know one of the values that your firm focuses on is sustainability. And what are some of the ways that you focus on sustainability or incorporate sustainability into your process? Is it your methods, mm-hmm. your resources, your materials, mm-hmm. all of the above?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think I think it's very much that you have to be a bit methodological about it, because sustainability can be so many things. And I really think it's not only one major thing. It's a lot of things that are kind of tied together. And so we focus both on the construction process, of course. The construction process usually is guilty to like 70% of the carbon footprint or the kind of sustainable footprint during a building's lifetime. But then we try to work with like the lifestyle and the way the patterns that people have using a building, and try to improve that and offer chances to have maybe a better life or more high quality life, but also being a bit more sustainable. I think you can nudge people a little bit to go in one direction. So maybe we would work with more sharing facilities, spaces and services you can share to have the benefits that you have if you live closer together and in a city or in a building.
I was looking at some of your work on your website. It's all really beautiful. I love the use of light and sort of airiness on the interiors. There was one, I don't know if you can see my screen. This one mm-hmm. here looks like it's the opposite of an urban environment. It doesn't look like it's anywhere near a city. It looks like a dwelling where like hunter-gatherers will live. And I absolutely love it. I was wondering if you would sort of tell us the story about this place, starting with what it's called.
So yeah, it's a design for a Forest Finn museum, and it's really in the middle of the forest. So it could be here actually in Alaska somewhere. But we did this competition, and the program was to have a place to show the cultural heritage of the Forest Finns that was a minority from Western Finland who migrated to Sweden and to northern parts of Norway, and it's a very kind of living community, and they have a lot of ongoing culture events and old historical artifacts that they want to display. So we did this building a bit based on the existing village structure, which is just opposite the site, where there's a lot of old timber buildings being preserved. And we wanted it to kind of blend into the site with the forest in the back and the river in front. And the forest Finns were pretty interesting because they were working in the forest industry, you could say. They were like burning forest and creating fields for rye and crop production. Mm-hmm. So the whole museum is based on this kind of feeling of a burnt ground and wood and like a roof that connects to the canopies of the trees. So it's more like a roof than it's totally open under it.
I think it's beautiful.
Thank you.
This one definitely stood out to me as I was looking through some of the work. And if our listeners want to check it out, I think the link to the KS Firm website will be on the Alaska Design Forum website.
That's correct.
Yeah, and also on Juno Afternoon website, kto.org/JunoAfternoon. Please look at all of it. Look at it extensively. Use your Google Translate, as I had to do. So the talk is tonight. It's downstairs in our TV studio here at KTOO. It starts at 6 o'clock. What are you going to be covering in the presentation?
Well, I try to somehow communicate our philosophy, how we work, what we start with and what we value. And I think a lot of that is to, just try to make cities that are full of qualities and pleasant places to live. And of course, we work in quite urban regions, but as you pointed out, we also work in rural communities. But I think that's the main thing that maybe point out that some of the themes that we work with to try to create a more sustainable future.
I just wanted to point out, too, that as a trustee of the Design Forum, as part of the decision to bring Stefan to Alaska, we as Alaskans tend to take upon us the attitude of we got to invent everything ourselves. And one of the things I really appreciate about Stefan's work is the public nature of it, as well as I would say the latitude relationship, but it's Northern Design. And that's what the series for the Design Forum is about this year. And there is so much that we can learn from from other countries in the world that deal with similar issues. And urban design is very relevant to Alaska today because I have a pretty strong conviction that we have a long future ahead of us of continued development. I sure would like to see it done in a sensitive way here. And I think looking at work like that Stefan's presenting is key to seeing a path of getting there rather than just having to figure it out as soon as the work pops up. This is really kind of forward-thinking approach to gathering resources to inform us as we move forward as Alaskans.
That's really well said, Sean. It's an important point to make. I tend to think that all of the friends that you bring by the show as part of the Alaska Design Forum are very innovative and inspiring. But right away, when I started looking you up, I had the same thoughts that you probably would feel at home here, perhaps. We are sort of on a similar latitude with Sweden, I believe, is your homeland.
Yeah.
And so is this your first visit to Juneau?
Yeah, it is, actually. I had never been to Alaska 3 days ago, so now I've been here. And I really feel at home already. It feels great to be here. And as Sean said, it's really similar issues with quite heavy winters and dark winters and lots of snow. Mm-hmm. So we share that kind of focus on climate and how you can deal with architecture in almost Arctic climates.
As you look around Juneau, do you have any visions of a building or a structure you'd like to put here?
Oh, no, I don't dare to say that, no. But something that we do push and work with a lot is, the use of wood, trying to do more timber buildings in Sweden. And here you really have the possibilities. You have great forests and also it seems like you have also a history of working with timber buildings. So I think that's great. So I like that. So my vision would be to do more buildings, residential and museums and different things in timber.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much for being here today, Stefan. It's been a delight to speak with you and hear all about your work. I hope that folks will come to the talk tonight and learn even more about it. And Yeah, thank you for coming, and thanks so much for coming when you did.
Well, thank you. And we almost missed this interview.
We did. It was just it all came together, as it often does. So thanks again, and have a lovely visit while you're here.
Thank you, and thank you for having us here.